So grateful today. It's a fall day, and I'm here with one of my favorite warrior men, Adam Clark. And I'm just so grateful that he is going to highlight a super neat principle. Life Changing Services offers so many programs that have value to everybody in whatever area of need that they have. And one thing we like to say here at Life Changing Services is we offer training and healing for the whole family. But that word training was very important to us to say training, because we don't just offer support. We don't just offer one-on-one therapy. We offer training because people who come here to Life Changing Services have available to them the opportunity to be trained as warriors, disciples for Jesus Christ in his cause. And the principles that we learn are so powerful. And this friend of mine, Adam, that I just, he's worked with one of my children. He has met, I think, a couple of my boys. And I just have known him from the time that he was in Sons of Helaman as a teenager. And now he's home from a mission, married, and starting a family with a little beautiful girl. Like, that is such a gift in my life that I get to be with people like that and watch that happen. Like, it's such an incredible gift to be here and have a frontline seat to things like that that are so cool and happen. So, Adam, welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going really well. I'm happy to be here. It's a great morning. It's been cooler, and I like that. So we're just having super fun here today.
Excellent.
I always like being able to chat with Karen.
Yeah, so great. Well, Adam, the Eternal Warrior principle that you're going to share with us, and right off the bat, I want people to get, here's the principle. And so myself and the people out there, you podcast people, we are all coming to Adam's training. And he's going to train us on what is a drill and why drills. Okay, so here we go. You go for it, Adam.
All right.
So everybody listen close.
Thanks for having me on. So this topic today is creating new neural pathways through drill. Let's briefly define a neural pathway for those at home who don't understand that idea specifically. I like to explain it in very simple terms. I often work with teenagers. I feel I work best with teenagers. My wife says it's because of my maturity level and attention span. I just get along with them. So when I'm working with an individual, I explain a neural pathway as it's just the way your brain naturally goes when it's not being forcefully directed. So a neural pathway is just the way your brain goes when it's not being forcefully directed. It's the flow. It's the normal, natural pattern. Oftentimes, neural pathways are created through repetition, like unto a river creating a canyon. So little by little. And when we have our neural pathways, sometimes they are good things, like a very good neural pathway that a lot of people have or try to have is I wake up and then I kneel down to pray. And that's just a normal, natural thing. Some neural pathways that some people are not a fan of is, for example, when they're driving by and they're trying to be thrifty and then they see McDonald's, the McDonald's logo or another logo of their favorite restaurant, and then they get hungry and then they like, oh, I do have $3 in my wallet. And they're just, and then that's naturally happening. That's naturally thinking because for the last 10, 20 years, they've always just been buying when they're hungry right away. And then they go, oh yeah, I have that. So it's neural pathways sometimes serve us and sometimes they do not serve us. So today we're talking about how to adjust neural pathways through drills. So I explain a drill as practicing a new behavior over and over in a repeated controlled environment. So in the Sons of Human program in Menomeroni, specifically, they refer to drills as something called a flagpole. And the name flagpole comes from a fire drill in elementary school. So imagine you're a teacher of a whole bunch of first graders, and one of your responsibilities is to keep them safe in case of an emergency where they all need to leave the building. So what they do quite often, and you remember this, if you they have these fire drills way more in elementary school than they do in high school. So a fire drill is where they pretend the school is on fire. They even have the alarm sounding, and then they all go and leave in an orderly fashion and meet by the flagpole or by the corner of the fence or some pre-designated area that is safe. And you practice that over and over and over. If you just tell a first grader, hey, there's an alarm right there, and if it beeps really loud and has a big flashing light, that means we all need to go outside to the flagpole. They will not do that in the case of an emergency. So I like to compare our brain as we're creating new neural pathway as working with a first grader. And I don't know if you've ever talked to a seven-year-old, but you got to keep things real simple and real direct. So when you're doing a flagpole, when you're doing a drill, it's like you're holding hands with a first grader. So I like explaining it like your brain is that first grader that you are teaching the new drill. So, for example, if an individual in Sons of Human or Menomeroni is working on sexual self-mastery and they recognize some of the feelings that happen when they're tempted or even before they're tempted, and they want their new response to be to activate warrior chemistry. So whenever they feel those feelings, so then you can automatically start to win battles, or at least automatically get into a place where you are able to be aware and be in control. So I like to explain it like this. Imagine you're sitting there with your brain and you're talking to your brain. Okay, brain, we're going to do a flagpole now. What's a flagpole? We're going to pretend to have a battle and then practice winning it. Okay, what do we do? All right, brain, first we're going to think of, you know that feeling that we get when we're being tempted? Oh yeah, I know that feeling. We get that all the time. All right, so what we're going to do then is we're going to pretend we're having that feeling, okay?
Oh, yeah. I already have that feeling. It's right there.
Okay, now we're going to do a flagpole. Let's go do the flagpole. Okay. Good job, brain. We just did our flagpole. Now let's do it again.
We're going to do it again?
Yes, we're going to do it again. Okay.
I got the feeling.
All right. Let's do the flagpole now. Go do the flagpole. Okay? Now go back. And now let's go do something good on top of that. Let's go do the dishes or start working on a homework or start reading the scripture, something productive right after the flagpole. And you do that over and over and over again. And I tell people this takes several weeks, sometimes even months, of consistently doing this 3 to 5 times per day before you start seeing a result. So what happens is then eventually you're just sitting there minding your own business. And then your brain, your little seven-year-old, you know, tugs on your sleeve. It's like, we're feeling that feeling right now. We should go do the flagpole. My first grader voice. And then all of a sudden you start doing the flagpole and you don't even realize that you needed to do it because you already started doing it. How cool would that be if you could start winning battles automatically by laying some groundwork for several months to rewrite several years? I say it's not very fair if we're trying to rewrite a neural pathway if you by only waiting for the time of the battle. Have practice times over and over and over. Otherwise, we are just like the first grade teacher or the administration who does not have a fire drill because we told our brain what to do. No, we told the first graders what to do. We need to have an actual specific practice flagpole that we practice over and over and over. So now I'm going to give some examples of a flagpole. The best type of flagpole is one that works. So a flagpole that works is something that is generally physical, something to be able to use your body, wake up your brain, activate warrior chemistry. And I prefer the simpler, the better. So something that takes 60 seconds or less. You can also have mega flagpoles, which you do if the battle still is persisting and you've repeated your flagpole, but something that takes 60 seconds or less, because remember, you are practicing this 3 to 5 times per day minimum. So a very common flagpole is just dropping what you're doing and running out and touching the mailbox. So touch the stop sign and run back inside. Or drop and do push-ups, just a set number, like 10 push-ups, just go, 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 and then get up and then do something different than what you were doing before. So both of those are very common flagpoles, and they work for a lot of people. My favorite flagpole that one individual did was he just did a standing backflip where he was. I can't do a backflip. I don't know about you, Karen, but that one does not work for me because I can't do that. But he did that, just woke him up, and he was just able to keep going. So I like to have it be a practiced flagpole, a practical flagpole, and a physical flagpole. So something physical, something that you do repeatedly, and something that is practical. It's very simple. It takes 60 seconds or less. Then you can have your flagpole or your drill be scenario-based, where, for example, when I was going through the Sons of Helaman program, I recognized my dangerous emotion was bored. And I was bored, then I knew I was going to be attacked later. So this went on for a period of several weeks where I trained myself every time I think the words, what should I do now, or now what, then I would immediately drop and do 5 push-ups. So there were times when I even got up from doing the push-ups, like, all right, now what? Oh, dang it. And then get back down and do the push-ups. And I'm thinking, what do I do now? And then I go and just say, I'll do the dishes. That doesn't even, okay, now I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do after this? And then I have something to do, so I'm not doing those push-ups. I did those that flagpole so many times. And then later, one day, I was sitting there minding my own business. All of a sudden, I got a jolt of warrior chemistry, a spike of energy. Just felt like I could be hit by a truck and just keep going. I'm like, what happened? And I realized I had a battle, and immediately I got warrior chemistry, and I felt an immediate urge of productivity as if I wanted to do my flagpole and I wanted to do something else. So I started winning battles before they even happened. And that only comes through practicing your flagpole over and over and over and over. I always tell people, try to do too many flagpoles. Try to do so many flagpoles that an angel comes down and says, listen, you're clogging our system. We keep having to send the spirit to you. And it's just not working. We're not able to send angels to other people. I haven't had anyone tell me that they've had that. So when you do your flagpole, you can never do too many flagpoles, especially if it's something that's quick and simple. Another type of flagpole is where you set an alarm. You have a very specific alarm set, like a time to do a flagpole that just rings and then you do your flagpole. What that is doing is that is practicing following a prompting. You're creating an artificial prompting to do a flagpole, or it could be another activity that you do, and then when the alarm rings, then you are able to follow through on that prompting and be ready to go. Another type of flagpole that you can do is similar to the scenario based, but like location based. So for the first year and a half of my marriage, I recognized that I was spending too much time on social media. I was fitting into a new life, and I ended up staying up later than I wanted to. I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm just on the social media stuff that I have no intention of being on here, and I didn't want to do it. So I would intentionally practice opening up social media, then dropping and doing a flagpole, and then closing it. Then next time I open, so doing that over and over and over, so next time I opened it, all of a sudden I had a burst of warrior chemistry and a feeling of productivity, and then I was able to assess, why am I on here? Just a way to rewrite that neural pathway. And then a very big one for me that I saved for the end is I noticed that when I came home, that first 5 minutes right there was a time for contention, because I believed for a while that was the finish line. I came home and then I was done. But that's not true. I have a family. I had a wife I needed to take care of. I needed to attend to her needs. I needed to be a good husband for her and provider and protector. So what I did was I would practice coming home. I would just go outside and then turn around, come back inside, put it down, and immediately start doing something productive. Put my bag down and go back up, pick it up, and then go back outside and come back inside. Or if I would take out the trash, or if I would do something else, I would do that over and over and over. There was one day when I did that like 5 or 6 times, like in a period of an hour, just back and forth. And we lived on a third story apartment building, so I had to go up the stairs and back down and up the stairs and back down. So I got really used to it. And then now, even last night, I came home and then all of a sudden, like, I was tired, and then I had a jolt of energy go through me, like, oh yeah, time to do something. We awesome. And then, so how cool would that be that every time you come home in a time that used to be a time where you think that you needed to relax or have your own me time, all of a sudden you wanted to spend time with your family. You wanted to be there. And then they look forward to you coming home. So that's done through practice. If there's anything that you want to change, your natural response, you can practice it. You can create an artificial scenario where you practice going through that scenario, going through that situation, and then responding the way you want to over and over and over until you naturally do it. And then sometimes you have to keep it up. You have to keep doing that flagpole. I have an individual I work with. He knows who he is. So shout out to him, where he often plays video games instead of reading his scriptures. So we created a flagpole where he would intentionally pick up his controller to his console and then put it down and then run to his room and start reading his scriptures and close it and then open it up, back, close it and go back, touch his controller, sit down like he's going to play and then throw it down and then run back to his room and start reading his scriptures over and over and over so that he would know, hey, I got to do it. And then one time he missed reading his scriptures, but he's like, I played PlayStation that day. So we did an assessment and looked back and he had started to slack off on the drill and wasn't doing it consistently every day or with that same vigor. And then he started doing it again, and then it was easy to win. So it just comes back up. So just by doing those flagpoles and those drills over and over helps you to be able to recognize what the battle feels like before it happens and have your response be natural to win that battle.
Yes. Are we there? Like, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Adam, that was so cool. Okay, you people out there, don't you wish you were here so you could say, well, what about this? Okay, is this what you mean? So how do I apply that? And so what if I'm, you know, wishing, oh, somebody else would do that and they're not, then what? You can only be in charge of your own drills, right, Adam?
That is correct.
Do somebody else's.
You cannot.
That's so.
Someone else to do their drill.
You're like, you can't force people to do drills, and you can't do their drills for them. And mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, okay, this is just really insightful because I'm thinking when you talk about neural pathways at the beginning, I'm thinking, you know what? It is so. Part of our mortality experience, of our human experience, to just naturally want to just, yeah, go to the path of least resistance. A lot of us don't have a personality or a natural drive that just says, I always do intentional, purposeful things. A lot of what we do physically has to do with how we feel emotionally or mentally. And so, man, you're actually saying take your human experience by the horns and do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I do have one more example that came to my mind with a simple habit of prayer. So I had an individual, we referred to him as the Canadian Warrior, because to my knowledge, he was the first individual to graduate from Sons of Helaman who was from Canada. And so he noticed, he told me, like, I have a problem. I don't pray in the morning, and I noticed when I do pray, I have a way better day. The same thing at night. So his like pinnacle or his keystone of his success was on his prayer, starting in the morning with his prayer and then doing it right at the end. So we found a habit that he already had in place and attached a drill to that. So something that he did every single day without fail was he would wake up and put his glasses on. And before he went to bed, he took his glasses off. So we practiced the drill in that meeting. We just sat over and over and over, and he would voice this out loud for himself to hear himself. He took his glasses off, and he said, nighttime prayer. And then he put his glasses on and said, morning prayer. nighttime prayer, morning prayer, nighttime prayer, morning prayer. And just do that over and over and over. And occasionally we do that multiple times per day, just drill over and over and over. So then when he put his glasses on, he'd be like, oh, time to pray. And it was just natural. And we took his glasses off, like, oh, nighttime prayer. And he did it so many times, he told me there was a period of time when he was at school, you know, just adjusting his glasses, and then he thought, oh, I need to pray. Just having that be it.
That's so awesome. And can I just shout out to that Canadian Warriors mother? She's a warrior too. I know exactly who you're talking about. So cool. That is so amazing. Okay. But Adam, this is hard. It's kind of hard to do, Charles. Like, I don't really feel like doing that in my life. Like, gosh, don't I have enough to do?
Well, the question is if you're satisfied with the way your life is, you don't need to do drill. But if there's something you want to change, we need to take an action on it. So it comes to a point of, well, what's causing me pain? What do I want to change? Well, what am I fighting for? And if we already have drills set up and if we already have drills set up in place, there's an interesting paradox where we think, I'm doing good, so I don't need to do my drill now. But that's interesting, because if you really are doing good, you would want to do your drill. So then you need to do your drill.
Ooh, that is so brilliant. Isn't that brilliant? Yeah, I just think you should say that.
Yeah.
Say it again.
We call it the satanic paradox. When we have a good thing that we know we need to do, but we say, I don't need to do it because I'm feeling good enough, or I'm doing enough right now, then that's the time when we actually do need to do it, whether it's prayer or do your drill. Because if you actually were doing good, as you said, then you would want to do that thing naturally rather than watching TV or whatever your normal vice is. You would want to do that thing. And I'm not saying you have to, you can't have any breaks or relaxation, but if you were planning on doing a drill or a good thing and then you say, I don't need to do that because I'm doing well, then that means you do need to do it because you had already planned on it. And if you actually were doing well, you would want to do it anyway because you planned on it.
That's excellent. Oh, wow. So you're like really teaching us that people, like, you know how people, we just say, well, that's just the way I am. That's just the way I roll. I'm not that kind of person. This is what I do every day. I do it like this. I don't feel like doing that. Therefore, I'm not that kind of person, you know, because it's not just about people in Sons of Helaman and Men of Moroni. I mean, it's a brilliant, brilliant thing to put in an addiction recovery scenario, right? Because it's all the science behind it. Healing has a lot to do with healing the brain about, you know, rewiring and strengthening neural pathways and starving others that we've been feeding over and over and over again. Right. So it's so cool to just be thinking that, but when you, isn't it amazing how we naturally think the way that we lean into weakness? Like I just like to stay up super late, that I'm a night person, or you know what? I don't like to get up in the morning. I just don't get up in the morning. Or, you know what? This is the way I act every day at 3. I just come to realize that around 3 o'clock, I act like a beast. Do you know what I mean? I just really act horrible. And other people just need to deal with it until I get some dinner and then I can be left alone for a while. You know what I mean? It's just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hard topic there. But if an individual is willing and coachable to have that conversation, what I would say to them, and this is after we have a good relationship. So if you're listening and you don't know me, pretend we have a good relationship, because I'm about to say something really harsh for you to hear. Okay. I've heard this from general authorities too. So if you don't have a good relationship with me, pretend you have a good relationship with them. If you say that's just the way I am and I can't change, you are denying the atonement of Jesus Christ.
Bam.
If you believe you cannot change, that's just the way you are, because I always need to have my coffee when I come home or whatever your life is. I always need to watch TV for an hour when I come home before I can play with my kids or before I can help out around the house. If you believe that, that is something that you cannot change, but you've been prompted to change or encouraged by others, you are denying the atonement of Jesus Christ. You're saying, I cannot change. That sacrifice you did, Lord, that was really good, but it won't work for me. Not in this scenario. It can help murderers repent and adulterers and all sorts of things repent and good men become great and bad men become great, but it can't help me change this little habit.
Wow.
And if you're feeling offended right now, the wicked taketh the truth to be hard. It burns letters. I say this as lovingly as possible because I've had many times in my life where I think to myself, I that's just the way I am. There's no way I can change. But I found ways to change. I found ways to come before the Lord and have to have deep conversations and deep humbling or great struggles and great wrestles before the Lord for him to say, no, you can change and I need you to change.
So you've heard with the wrestle, you can change. And you need to change. You can do this, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's no better coach than the kind of coach that's been where you are and understands what it feels like to be there and is some steps ahead of you. Right? And they're like, I get it, dude. Or I get it. Like, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're feeling. This is how you get a little further ahead. Like, it's not like, it's just such an incredible principle, something I love about every dynamic, whether you're in the women's betrayal trauma or the Mothers Who Know Mom Power class or Sons of Peleman or Daughters of Light or Men of Moroni. There's this dynamic of someone is ahead of me on this path. They have figured out what I have not figured out. They have overcome the excuses I've not overcome yet. They have recognized that with a will, there's a way. And then there's people behind me as I start progressing who are in that same starting place. It's just such an incredible dynamic.
I really appreciate the environment that we've fostered with life-changing services and through the Eternal Warriors principles of helping us become better and finding specific tactics to apply to enhance our experience by using the atonement.
Yeah. Wow. And so it's obvious these principles have affected your life and helped you. I think just your description of coming home from work and recognizing I'm not just an Adam, like Adam Clark anymore. I am a husband, Adam Clark. And I can't just do what Adam Clark used to do when he'd just come home. Like, I just love that these eternal warrior principles, they apply to anybody where they're at. Like, it makes me think, oh, the last battle I had this morning, I can put a drill on that, and that's going to help me. I know that. But it's sitting down and working up the drill. And so if someone wanted to just say, well, I just want someone to walk me through that, Adam, and they were thinking, I'm going to call Adam because he's going to tell it to me straight and with the Spirit. I saw today. So how do they find you, Adam?
You can find me on my webpage on the lifechangingservices.org under the Life Coaches tab. You can find my bio there with a picture of me that's outdated 3 years ago. That will be updated soon. But then you can find me and find my email address or phone number and just reach out. I'd love to be able to help you out.
Thanks. And Adam, I've appreciated your example in my life and your warrior heart and your dedication to always show up and be part of the solution.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Could you tell us, why are you fighting and why don't you just give up? This is our Q1.
My first reason has always been I fight for my wife, so she will feel safe. I fight for my daughter. I am her hero. She loves me, and I love her. I will not ruin that. I fight to help others, my calling. I fight to feel close to God. I fight because level one, the feeling of bleh or meh, is unacceptable to me. I must feel level zero. I must feel focused and driven. I fight because I have always been a warrior, and I always will be. And God has a great work for me to do, and I will not give up. My soul squirms and writhes in discomfort at the thought of a warrior who gives up. I fight to help that warrior. And that's why I fight.
Amen. Amen. If you want more information, check out our resources here at Life Changing Services. We have training with quotes around it and healing for the whole family.